Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you this morning from the conference room at church here with a smart TV behind me. It's smart because it can play a ton of apps. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today is a reflection from this book I just got. It's The Gospel According to Ted Lasso. And Ted Lasso is a television show on Apple TV, one of the apps on a smartphone, or you could watch it on your computer, I suppose. Ted Lasso is, I highly recommend it. There's some unsavory language in the show, all full disclosure, but it's a fun story about American football coach, meaning American football, a coach of an American football team who is hired by the owner of a Premier League soccer team in England to come and coach their football team, meaning what we would call soccer. And Ted is hired because he knows nothing about soccer, and the team's owner actually wants their team to fail miserably for a number of reasons, and I won't spoil that for you. But one of the wonderful things about Ted is he speaks with sort of simplistically and has a lot of colloquialisms. Shares a lot of insight in some of the simple things he appears to be saying. And quite often, his character doesn't look like he knows what's going on around him. And then by the end of an episode, you discover, in fact, he knew exactly what was happening and just appeared to not know, and things kind of work out for the best. In one episode early on in the series, the equipment manager, what they would call a kit man in England, his name is Nate, and he works in the locker room, and he picks up towels, and he washes their uniforms, or what they call kits, and he's basically a low-level employee who's not acknowledged, not thanked, not known, certainly by fans, hardly acknowledged by the players, certainly not acknowledged by upper management. And in one interaction, Ted says to him, "You know, you continue to impress me, Nate." And Nate is just shocked that Ted knew his name. And through the course of the show, Ted will allow Nate to have more and more voice, and will listen to him more and more. But there's something about somebody knowing your name, being known, and how important that is for us as people, to feel like we're known by others. And if somebody remembers our name, if we go into Starbucks and they remember who we are or our order, we go to that favorite restaurant or the grocery store and there's a familiar face and they can acknowledge when you were there before, what you like to eat or to buy or to order. There's something about being known. In the devotion on this idea of being known that from this book today, the writer reminds us at the end of John's Gospel, where Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb to attend to the body of Jesus. And while she is there, the man who she thinks is a gardener calls her by name, Mary, he says, and she turns and sees that it is Jesus. He refers to her by name, and now she recognizes him as Jesus. She's known by Jesus, as are we all. This, a week ago Sunday, I had the opportunity to baptize my grandniece. And to baptize her, we call her Ellie, but to baptize her, Elizabeth Jean Jones, her name being said, spoken, acknowledged, her identity as a child of God being recognized and affirmed through that sacrament. We are each known by God. God knows your name. He knows my name. And hopefully that is reassuring and assuring for you. And I think, friends, we can be a part of that reassurance, of that affirming of other people if we begin to know and get to know the names of the people we encounter. If we can grow in relationship and call people by name, it's a wonder to be able to refer to somebody by name, especially if they, like Nate in the show, who would have no idea that Ted would remember his name. He's the head coach, after all, and this is the man who picks up the dirty towels. So I wonder, some of us are good with names, some of us aren't as good with names, but I wonder what it'd be like if you worked on getting to know the names of some of the people you encounter on somewhat of a regular basis. It could be here at church on the fifth Sunday of the month. We do a name tag Sunday where we, even though we've been here a long time, we still write out our names because, well, you know, there's people, I'm sure, who look familiar, but we can never quite remember their name, or we think we know their name, but we're too embarrassed at this point to ask. It's an opportunity to connect those names with those faces. And I think that's like one of the easiest things we can do to demonstrate our love and care for another is to get to know their name, how they want to be referred to. Do you have a nickname? Do you prefer to be referred to as your nickname or your full name? It's pretty easy, what I would call low-hanging fruit, as we try and figure out how to love one another as we have been loved by God. What's your name? And then sharing that or using that name with others. Being known is incredibly important. And if you don't feel known, you can't feel a part of a community. You can't feel like you're in relationship with others. So what's your name? My name's Pastor Scott. I look forward to seeing you again on a Hump Day Hallelujah, or perhaps in worship on a Sunday morning here at Ascension Lutheran Church. Have a good week.